Hello, hello everyone, and welcome to episode 2 of Star Trek Canis Major. This is a medical-focused campaign set in the TOS era of Star Trek, using the rules by Modiphius Entertainment, the Star Trek Adventures rules by Modiphius Entertainment. As you can tell, it's going to be one of those days where I flub over my words and just generally make a mess of things. So business as usual, I suppose. In terms of announcements, the only thing I have to say is that the stream I had with Congo that was supposed to be last Friday is now going to be next Friday. That would be the 19th. And we have gotten a large amount of questions from the audience about things you want Congo and I to talk about in the tabletop role-playing game space. But if you wish to submit more questions, we'll certainly take them. The link to the Google Form submission form is on my Discord if you're interested in that. But other than that, let's go ahead and get started. So, Matthew, who are you playing and anything you want to shout out?
Hello, everyone. My name is Matthew, and I play the Denobulan Captain Zanette. And I have nothing to shout out whatsoever.
Fair. All right, Techno.
Hi, everyone. I'm Techno, and I think entertainment is probably quite an apt way of explaining our play style. I will be playing Lieutenant Commander Valera, the chief engineer / cyberneticist of the Canis Minor.
Major? Minor?
Major, minor.
It's the same.
Only a key difference. Yeah.
You know, one's just smaller or bigger.
Disappointed nobody picked up on the pun of a key difference, but never mind. It's fine.
No, I follow you. It wasn't funny.
Oh, that's fair.
Oh. We're already starting with the sound.
Strap in, folks.
Not even in character yet, and we're already taking shots. I am afraid for my little ensign.
Speaking of your little ensign, Bean, what do you got going on?
Hi, I'm Bean _GovBT. I have a new person, persona, face, thing, this. Look at this. I can point at myself now. Let's go. I am playing Ensign Katella, and I will remember the name of my character once. But yes, hope everybody has a good time. Yeah.
All right. And with that, let's run that intro that Techno so graciously made for us.
Excelsior.
Yeah. So we were just joking that the initial music credit we had in the first episode was incorrect, so we fixed that for the second one. Doesn't really matter for any of you listening on Spotify or watching on YouTube, but, you know, it's a quality thing that I picked up, and I bugged Techno, and Techno labored for weeks on end to fix. I'm just going to shut up because Techno has the opening log today.
Minutes. Literally minutes of work. I was furious.
Yeah. But no, Techno, I do believe you have the opening log for today.
I do. Okay. Right. Is this thing finally working? Testing. Right. Yes. Good. All levels are in the yellow. Yellow is better than red. What? Yes, Koshlim, I know I have to record a log now that it's fixed. That's why I was... No, I know. Shut up. Not that I should have to. I'm a doctor and an engineer, not a stenographer. What? Yeah, well, same to you. No. Go back to working on those plasma manifolds before I send you home in a torpedo casing. Right. Now that I finally have some privacy, or at least some quiet, computer, begin recording. Oh, it was recording. Computer, continue recording. Chief Engineer's log, stardate 7422.3. For reasons beyond my ken, Starfleet expects its engineering crew to detail the specifics of the missions it sends to its captain. It doesn't make sense to me that they'd want the same report from 14 different people. It just seems like needless bureaucracy to me, but that's also Starfleet, I suppose. Whatever, here we are. We are approaching an asteroid field in the Beta Secundus system, investigating an unexplained surge of Kyrenide, which seems to have been growing over the last few weeks. I won't deny this is somewhat interesting. Kyrenide has thus far only been found in minute quantities, but the actual and proposed medical uses are astounding. There's a possibility it could actually restore, or at least help rebuild in some way, cognitive functions that were lost through natural causes or through accidents. It could help prevent memory loss or improve the lives of those suffering with dementia, which all seem like worthy goals to me. I'm definitely envious of the medical science team who will likely get to observe and work with the material more closely while I'm stuck in engineering. Speaking of close, the captain continues to insist on a level of familiarity with his crew that I'm finding myself wholly unable to reciprocate. While I'm not immediately opposed to some of his ideas, like crew movie nights in the mess hall, frankly, I dislike fraternization to the degree he wishes. Others on the crew appear to embrace the informality wholeheartedly. I can't tell if I'm annoyed or envious. Anyway, as I said, I'm stuck in engineering for the time being. Starfleet loves to throw new ships out into the void with untested technology. We had a recent close call with a dimensional rift. Now we've a matter-antimatter integrator to fix. The duotronic circuits are smoky as hell. We're close to venting plasma from the port nacelle. It's amazing we've not been destroyed by a subspace collider. But that's just another day on the Canis Minor. At least the coffee machine works. End log.
You may have two momentum for that lovely opening log.
Yeah, I apologize for that wholeheartedly.
We have the good. Best opening logs on Canis Minor. Take that, other Star Trek crews. Ha! Oh. Yeah, I'm going to start some beef. Let's go.
So, where we're going to resume is you all are zooming in to the outskirts of an asteroid field. In the distance, there is kind of this red giant star and a bunch of other class D planets that don't really make the Beta Secundus system interesting, except for the fact that this asteroid field, as you said, is quite literally exploding with Kyrenide. And as you arrive at the actual outskirts of the asteroid field, I did want to set this on the bridge. So Ensign Catella, if I remember correctly, you are at the helm.
Yes.
And from what you can tell, without any role required, is that the asteroids are being knocked about like ping pong balls or like pool table balls.
Captain. Just to give you a hazard warning for what's up ahead, it seems that the asteroid field is unusually unstable in the kinetic energy variety. It seems to be somebody's playing ping pong balls with the asteroid field out there.
Now, Anson, God does not play ping pong with the universe. But could you give me any reason why this might be occurring? Is this some sort of reaction to the Kyrenide? Sensor sweeps, perhaps?
Yes, I shall perform some sensor sweep, Captain. And if it does seem to be like a godlike being, I told you so. And you owe me a beer or something. That's a tradition, right?
Well, what would God have need of ping pong balls for? Doesn't make
entertainment.
Any sense.
Why do we have need for ping pong balls, sir?
That is an excellent existential question that I will have to ponder.
I presume voice in the sky, a reason science role.
I actually think for once a reason con would be more appropriate.
Oh,
and I'm going to set the difficulty at a 2 on this one.
Astrogation.
Yeah.
Does that count as focus? Let's go. And since this is a con, I'm going to give you a threat, even though we got momentum.
Okay.
Because I have bold.
I'll happily take
your untapped
threat.
Potential.
Oh, yeah. That also triggers untapped potential. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We
is
might
the
remember.
Ship assisting with anything?
Yes, the ship is assisting with the sensors con. Thank you for asking.
We have confetti for remembering untapped potential.
Yeah!
Okay, that is three successes, gaining you a momentum. And here you go. Roll your challenge die for untapped potential to see if you get any more.
Roll.
Okay, I neither get threat and you don't get momentum, but it's better than nothing. Well, I guess it
you
is
do
nothing.
Get to take a shot for remembering.
Yay! Everybody take a shot.
Woo! All right, so your scan is kind of two minds. And what I mean by that is, yes, the asteroids that are being flung about wildly do have higher concentrations of Kyranide than the long-range scans indicated, but there's still nothing to describe why they are moving at such velocities. You know, velocities like this, they should be, you know, some kind of thruster, some kind of tractor beam. Nothing is making sense in terms of why they're moving.
So, Captain, the short-range scans have picked up that there is indeed a large amount of Kyranite in the area. However, I can't figure out why the asteroids are accelerated at this height. They would have to have some sort of thruster, tractor beam, or some other sort of... even higher gravitational fields wouldn't equate for this.
Perhaps some sort of subspace disturbance. Are they moving in predictable patterns?
ELH?
If you'd like to spend a momentum to ask that question.
So,
the computer's working overtime, and there does appear to be a reoccurrence of a pattern, but it's on a every 10-minute basis. So, what I mean by that is the asteroids are still haphazardly being thrown about in almost random fashion, but it's on an every 10-minute basis. So, 10 minutes, they're flying about, crashing into each other, et cetera, et cetera. Then there's a pause of 10 minutes. And then the next 10 minutes, they're back to just shooting off of one another again.
So there doesn't seem to be any pattern to the movement. However, it does seem to be in 10-minute intervals of being stationary and then ping pong balls.
Lieutenant Commander Valera, do you think the deflectors will be up to task of protecting us if we enter into the asteroid field and the worst should happen?
How big are the asteroids, generally speaking?
They are size of the Canis Major, and they go all the way up to, say, a Ambassador or Galaxy class size. So they range in size quite a bit.
Short answer, certain, no. Slightly longer answer, no.
Very slightly longer, but efficient. I'll give you that.
I would have to conclude with the lieutenant that an asteroid field of this caliber, even if it was on half the speed it was going at, would be a astronomical nightmare to traverse.
Thank you, Ensign, for agreeing with me. It really helps to validate my years of experience and training.
You're welcome, sir.
See, this is delightful.
Well, Koshlam speaks up to add in, well, if it means anything to you, Lieutenant Commander, I think you're full of shit. I think we can handle it.
That torpedo casing is still on the table, Lieutenant.
Oh, it would be at least better than sharing a bunk with you.
I mean, I can push the throttle in if I want to listen to the other lieutenant.
I wonder if two people would fit in the torpedo casing.
Well, if you're specifically referring to the ensign, she is just a little goblin.
Indeed, I am.
True. Tellarites aren't exactly the tallest in stature either, so there's a good chance
remark.
Yes, I know you do. Now, shut up and go and clean the manifolds or something.
I already did. I'm waiting for you to either crash into something or something to break.
Give it 10 minutes. I'm sure one of those things will occur.
Back on the actual task, he sort of clears his throat and fiddles with his collar for a minute. Does anyone have any suggestions as to how we might further investigate the field? Perhaps a probe would be appropriate?
Connecting the probe to the inside of a crater of one of the asteroids and allowing it to be flinged back into the asteroid field. The asteroid might be able to protect the probe more than it just flying around on its own accord.
Do you think that would be possible?
That depends entirely on just how often or how frequent impacts between these asteroids are, sir. Perhaps the ensign could confirm that with the sensor readings.
Give me a minute as the field is about to activate again, and I spend a momentum if that's okay, Illich.
Mm-hmm. So you have clocked a few of the slightly medium, that's a word. So somewhere between the galaxy and the Canis Major. So going from a scale 3 to a scale 6, so somewhere like scale 4.5, where they seem to hold together a lot better, and they seem to be at a less turbulent rate of collision, if that makes any sense. But if you were able to get a probe onto the surface of one, it would survive much longer than a probe going in by itself.
And would I be able to find one which has like a crater, like how the Millennium Falcon in Empire Strike Back went into a crater to survive the asteroid field?
I think that was a space worm, but yes.
Tomato.
So space worm inside of a crater. But also, this is the wrong franchise. So you have to reference when the Enterprise used a phase cloaking device to go inside of an asteroid.
I do apologize.
I've got a bad feeling about this.
Well, it's funny you say that, because Chad has redeemed a complication. And since the asteroids are ping-ponging about, that complication is going to be one of those big rocks is hurtling directly at the Canis Major.
I am tactical. I would like to fire the phasers at that.
All right, so we got two things going on. We got firing phasers and we got maneuvering. Which do you want to happen first?
Maneuvering, I think, if that's all right.
Okay.
So this is going to be a daring and a con at a difficulty of 3 on this one.
Okay. I am going to buy...
Oh, wait, ship assist. Ship will assist you with an engines con.
Okay, let's see what the ship does before I can make decisions on buying stuff?
I'll allow it, sure.
Okay, cool.
Shall I roll the
ship? Yeah, go ahead and roll the ship.
So that was what, sorry? Engines and...
Con.
Engines and con. Yeah, makes sense. We've got an improved impulse drive. Does that do anything?
Oh, wait a second. Put it in check, because that actually might make a difference here. Hold on. Okay, so what you could do is you could, if you succeed... you could spend 2 momentum to reduce the difficulty of the asteroids hitting you. I know it says increase the difficulty of ships against the ship, but since the asteroids aren't rolling for anything, I'm going to reverse that and reduce your difficulty.
Well, we also have improved reaction control system.
I'll put that in chat too. That also could matter.
Which is going to give me an advantage. Reduce the difficulty by 1.
It reduces the difficulty by 1.
So I only
in
need
that
2.
Case, it should be difficulty of, because I said difficulty of 3, should be down to a difficulty of 2. Yeah.
Cool.
Okay.
Anyway, I did the ship assist.
Yes, sorry. So I was just checking if I had anything I could do, like focuses or whatnot, but doesn't look like. So here we go.
Ooh, nope. 19 for the ship. At least it's not a complication.
I'm going to spend a threat for Bolcon.
Okay, take that threat.
I like giving you threat, GM. Smile. Mm-hmm. Use it on the others, please.
Mm-hmm. All right, 3 successes. And go ahead and roll untap potential.
I'm going to roll a 16 to see if I can get an extra success.
Okay, yeah, do that first. Still a 16. Into 16. 1 in 400 odds.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. thank you. I shall now roll my challenge dice and probably give you a threat.
Yep, thank you for the threat.
Yay! I did it!
Yay.
So, I'm actually going to give you kind of a yes, but answer here. So, Ensign Catella, you are able to kick the Canis Major into high gear and get it tumbling out of the way, almost like literally a barrel roll out of the way of this asteroid. But I am also going to spend 2 threat to create the complication that this period of 10 movement of ping-ponging has grown in intensity, and now you are in the middle, or the at least no longer the outskirts of the asteroid field. The asteroid field is expanding outwards in its area of effect. So for the moment, you're not in danger of any collisions, but that could change in an instant.
Excellent piloting, Ensign.
It's not going to stop any time soon, Captain. The center of the asteroid field is now centered on top of us.
Could you pull us back, please?
And attempting to do impulse. So, when, yes, sir.
Okay. So I'm actually going to spend two more threat to create the disadvantage that as you try to pull out of the asteroid field, it causes the local asteroids to hone in on you as if an intelligence or some form of magnetism or some other phenomenon is causing the asteroids to be, you know, drawn to the Canis Major, which now goes back to Captain Zanette. Do you wish to phaser them or do you wish to continue dodging them?
I think we'll continue to dodge them for the moment as we see that they seem to be directed towards us, and perhaps that's the expenditure of energy. And what he's going to do is turn to Valera, who is more or less first officer, chief engineer, etc. Theories, quickly, if you wouldn't mind.
I mean, I'm not insane, right? It does look like that is a direct reaction to our presence here. It could be subspace fields interfering with some kind of gravimetric shear. It could be our nacelles ionizing a wake behind us that is somehow drawing these in. It could be the ensign's flying has angered the gods that we were speaking of earlier, and they are now seeking their divine retribution upon us. Quite frankly, Captain, there's dozens of theories at this point.
Well, I was hoping that you might move quickly in order to scan the asteroid field once again in order to ascertain which of those was most likely, but if you want me to do it, I certainly will.
Well, fine. Yes, sir. I'm going to scan, please.
Oh, I love this crew. So much shade gets thrown around. If you could give me a reason in engineering, Valera, and the ship will assist you with a sensors in engineering.
Let me see.
Oh, difficulty. Difficulty of two on this one. Let me actually take a look at your focuses here because it's been a while. Hey, crit from the ship.
Thank you, nice. Ship. Let's go. Praise the ship.
Am I neurally interfaced with the ship? I mean, I would like to suggest that I would be as a matter of course, but we didn't establish it.
It's up to you, though I would point out since the ship rolled a 1, you don't really need to re-roll the d20.
No, but it is useful for future.
That's right, because when you're interfaced with the ship, there's the chance of it suffering.
For that in chat as well.
Yeah.
And also, if you don't get at least one success, the critical doesn't count.
That too.
Maybe not to push this on you. Maybe it's your like yellow alert procedure.
Oh, just like, yeah. Good shout.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't think I have anything else that's likely to apply unless you'll give me subspace mechanics.
I'd actually give you warp field dynamics and subspace mechanics on this one.
Okay, two focuses it is. So two dice, I'm just going to roll the straight two.
All right, so that's a grand total of 5 successes, giving you a grand total of 5 momentum total by my count. So do you want the good news or do you want the bad news?
Oh, ELH, is there ever an answer to that question that isn't we'll take the bad news first?
I do. Okay.
I just love, though, in my community, it's gotten to the point where people are like, there is no good news, ELH. It's a passe way of you just saying, oh, I have more bad news for you. So
you guys are getting good news? Yeah. give me the worst news first, and then we'll move on to the slightly less bad news.
Okay. So the bad news is that, yes, the theory you had about subspace being warped or otherwise modified by the Canis Major's presence, that is very much the case. However, the even worse news is that there is no technological reason for why subspace should be warping in such a manner. Your nacelles aren't putting off anything they shouldn't be. Your warp core is shielded properly. It's not in it trying to, you know, burst into subspace. There's no random tholeron particles in the area. Nothing engineering-wise explains why this is happening. However, there is some good news.
Great, let's have it.
Koshlim has shut up.
We will take the small mercies where we can. Captain, it seems that I am genius, but we knew that. The asteroids are being in some way attracted to our ship via what I'm going to term subspace ripples that we're generating through our passage in the system. However, I don't have any good reason as to why this should be happening. As far as I can tell, everything on our ship is in balance. It's working as intended. The manifolds are clean, thanks to a certain someone's activities recently. And aside from vengeful God, I've got nothing to explain why these would be heading towards us.
Any suggestions as to how we might remedy that?
Incense and prayer?
I think you're being deliberately obtuse at a very inopportune moment, but...
Goodness me, no, sir. Of course not. Best suggestion, sir, is we get out of here and try and work out if there is something happening with our engines that our sensors can't detect. I would recommend not hitting the asteroid, sir.
Would going to emergency power and taking the warp core itself offline or reducing its output possibly diminish the effect on subspace?
I couldn't possibly say, sir. There's a good chance that it could, is all I will say at this point. As I said, the pure fact of the matter is there's no good reason why we should be leaving these subspace ripples behind us. It could be a natural phenomenon in the area that we're interacting with, but I would say taking the warp core offline is likely not an ideal solution to the problem.
Catelia, if we diminish warp power to 50%, do you think that you'd still be able to
I would require an opening to be able to just use maneuvering thrusters. At the moment, I'm currently using at least 70% impulse drive to be able to maneuver at a safe distance on these asteroids.
Well then, take us down to 75% and observe the subspace distortions carefully. We'll see if there's any impact.
Yes, Captain. I'm also going to open comms onto all wavelength, but put the sound very low, just in case there's some sort of like sound to this subspace anomaly.
I was waiting to see if somebody would open comms. So... you're still maneuvering, you're still dodging asteroids, but when you open comms and it's across the bridge that you all hear this, there's kind of not really like a whale song that's coming across comms, but it's more like maybe a dolphin mixed with a whale. So very still, very long and deep and somber, but it matches no known creature on record.
It seems like the asteroid field is producing a sound. Maybe there's some sort of intelligence to this asteroid field, sir. I can try harmonizing with it.
Could you run it through the universal translator? See if it matches any even remotely related patterns?
Aye, Captain, I will do that while piloting.
Well, I wasn't actually necessarily referring to you. If someone else wants to assume that responsibility as you're otherwise occupied, I'm entirely comfortable with that.
Yes, somebody will have to take over my earpiece as I will like just put my earpiece on my desk and just continue to fly.
Valera will pick it up and sort of wipe it on her uniform before putting it in her ear.
Nice.
Why am I even using this? I'm tied into the computers. I could...
To use it, sir. I was just putting it for whoever was going to do the task.
I wasn't talking to you, Ensign. I was talking to myself, berating myself even, which is insane now I think about it. The point is, I'm going to make a roll, please.
But the point is, I think that you need to arrange another meeting with Koshlam, but that can be addressed at a future time, of course.
Sir, have you had any kind of this is not the time. This is not the time.
I enjoy our conversations.
I send a cheeky text to Costum saying that Mummy and Daddy are fighting again.
Oh, Costum's got his notepad out again, just scribbling away.
I have this text message on like a macro, so I just press a button and that's the text message.
Oh, Lord. All right, well, for the roll, This is going to be a reason and science for you, Valera. And the ship will assist you with a computers and science.
Can I assist with music?
I mean, technically, song of a whale dolphin thing would be qualified as sonic vibrations. Sure, why not?
Mm-hmm. Sort of science insight role or presence?
I'll give you insight and science.
Cool.
But the difficulty on this, I should tell you, is going to be a 4.
I was going to ask. So can I actually grab some momentum for that?
Yes, please grab as much as you need.
Yeah, can I grab and I can grab enough to get 4 dice, can't I? Well,
be 3 momentum.
Hang on. Yeah, the ship's assisting and Bean's assisting, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm going to... Do we have to roll before techno rolls?
Technically, you're supposed to wait for Techno to roll, but I always hand wave that roll because it makes more sense to metagame a little bit.
Okay. My assist. Oh!
I'm just going to buy the 1 momentum. Thank you.
Well, that's sorry, the ship was rolling what?
Computers and science.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, you're already at 3 successes as long as you get 1.
Cool, let's hope I don't screw this up. I assume what field dynamics or subspace mechanics could still apply?
Still would apply. Mm-hmm.
Lovely. I take 1 die, probably.
I have, yeah. Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah, here we go.
3 Huzzah. Successes. So that is a grand total of 6 successes, bringing you up to your cap on momentum. So it's just good news, or I guess it's neutral news because of the content of what the Universal Translator spits out, but... It's a distress call of some kind. And what I mean by that is the Universal Translator is spitting out the word help.
Can I do any, can I spend some momentum to, do I need to spend momentum to ask, can I localize that? Is it coming from the asteroids themselves? Is it coming from somewhere inside the asteroid field or
is it just the very center of the asteroid field where the anomaly is? Now that you've known to look further into the asteroid field, the anomaly that's producing the Kyrenide, one and the same.
And again, same question. Is there any spend needed to find out what kind of anomaly this is? Is it like a subspace rift or time vortex or strange self-sustaining replication thing? Like what's going on? Do I need to, what can I get
for that? If you give me a momentum, I'll answer the question.
I will give you a momentum for that. Thank you.
So you do your best to zoom in on the view screen and just do the Star Trek thing of cameras being in exactly the perfect place to be. What you're seeing in the middle of the asteroid field where the reaction is taking place, there seems to be some form of a energy webbing. And within the energy webbing is a creature that kind of looks like a Eastern-style serpent or an Eastern-style dragon. So instead of it being the classical Western dragon with the big chonky body and the 2 wings, it's instead that kind of very much snake-like creature without wings. And it seems to be made out of literal stardust, where it doesn't really have a distinct physical form. I mean, it obviously does look like a serpent, but it doesn't have boundaries to that. Like the boundaries sort of fluctuate as this creature rise about within the energy webbing.
Captain, I'm pulling up on screen here the source of these noises, and it appears that the Universal Translator at least is interpreting it as some kind of distress call. I'm also going to just say called it on some sort of ethereal being. But nature of distress and exactly what the distress is unknown aside from whatever that webbing is. Could be entirely natural, could be part of its form. There's no, you know, at this point, your guess is as good as mine.
Well,
but for the record, my guesses so far have been on the money.
First of all, every single episode of our lives involves some sort of ethereal, godlike, nigh omnipotent being. So
that I didn't say it was a difficult bed. I just said I get the pool this week. That's all I said.
I don't think we have time for philosophy, sirs.
This isn't philosophy, and this is arguing.
It's also history.
Should I head towards it? Because it could be acting in a non-hostile manner, but in a dangerous way because we are fleeing it.
Well, I think it's actually been trapped, and it's asking us to free it. So yes, please pull out a course through the asteroid field, bring us to the center, and I will take a scan of those webs.
I mean, respectfully, sir, we don't know necessarily that it's the creature we can see that's making the distress call. It could be whatever's creating the webbing that's asking us to help.
Enmeshed in a snare, I think that's a very reasonable assumption to make.
I agree. I'm just saying we should keep an open mind, sir. There could be a reason that it's being ensnared.
Has problems with authority accepting compliments.
Koshlim, I swear to God.
Does
I'm going to take that clipboard.
The Lord's name in vain?
Oh. So permission to eject the lieutenant from the...
No.
Ideally the ship.
You also get really quiet.
Why would you ever assume that I would grant you permission to do that? Well, sir, I'm flattered you'd ask. I think that's quite respectful of you, but...
I we can still hear you, Techno, but I think your jack may have shifted
or
something.
Your microphone might have cut out there a little bit. But while that's happening, Catella, I believe you are piloting towards the creature. Is that correct? Mm.
Yes. Can I spend two momentum for an advantage that, since we now have a theory of like why the asteroids are doing what they're doing, that I can, because I now know that there's an intelligence definitely behind them, can I use that as to plot a course to evade them?
Yes. I will give you that two momentum spend, and I will lower the difficulty from a 5 to a 4, and then because you have improved RCS, that'll lower it again to a 3.
Okay.
And that is going to be a daring con, and the ship will assist you with an engines con.
I love daring con. Okay. So I'm going to give you a threat.
Okay.
Because I'm always going to give you a threat when it comes to con.
Mm-hmm.
So I need to get 3 now, don't I?
Correct.
Could somebody roll the ship, please? I believe...
No help from the ship, unfortunately.
No help from the ship. I'm going to spend 2 more momentum to get 4 dice.
Okay.
And roll.
All right. Total of 3 successes. Exactly what you need. So you are able...
I'm going to re-roll 16.
Right. Go ahead and re-roll. I got to remember. Gotta have that bold. Bold. Okay, you get the 1. That's potential. What matters. Words are hard.
Another potential.
You get another
Yay!
Momentum. There you go.
Success. So
back where you started, more or less.
Shush.
Also, real quick, Techno, did you get your mic fixed?
You tell me.
Nope. Still very quiet.
Right. Okay.
Did you hit the volume?
I was gonna say, did you maybe bump the microphone volume or the gain anywhere?
Or did you switch your microphone input?
Could be that. You could have switched your microphone input.
Star Trek, the technical issues edition.
Listen, I made the joke that my streams are held together with duct tape and a prayer, and it had to be something.
Mm. Mm. Always is.
Mm-hmm.
Is it streaming without scuff?
I mean, honestly, no. But yeah, as Techno is working with that, we'll go ahead and say that, Catella, you are able to get the Canis Major into spitting distance, we'll say, of the creature trapped within the energy webbing. And now that you're closer, you can see that there is a circle, or basically an oval, I should say, of asteroids with structures on them that are feeding in and maintaining the energy webbing.
Are you seeing this, Captain?
I am indeed. Use the main sensor array to determine the age and nature of those facilities. I'm going to scan the webbing itself using our tactical sensors.
Hi, Captain.
Sorry, I think I missed
nope,
some
you
of
fixed
that.
It.
Oh, it worked! Yay! Success!
While I was futzing with technology, I missed some of that. Were there, I think, facilities creating the webbing, did I hear?
Yep. Yes. There are structures on a oval or ring of asteroids that are around the creature and maintaining the energy webbing.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Yeah. So, Zanette, since you're scanning with the tactical, if you could give me a reason and a security, and the ship will assist you with a sensors and security, difficulty of 2.
I will give you 1 momentum to roll 3 dice.
Okay. Well, there's already 3 successes. If somebody wants to get sensor security for the ship, maybe you'll get more.
I can grab that, unless Bean's got it up already.
Sensor security, yes.
Yep.
She has, okay.
Always has a focus.
All right, no additional help from the ship, but you basically stay neutral with your momentum spend. So, 16. I'm just checking my notes here. Yes. So it's one of those things where the Canis Major is technically in the latter stages or after the original 5-year mission of the USS Enterprise. So the fact that Tholians are a thing, this is a dead ringer for a Tholian web.
That was my supposition.
I mean, you say webs, it can only be one of...
Yeah, well, there are other things that could be.
Can we spell momentum to see if it is actually Tholians or something which is, you know...
Tholian-esque.
Actually, well, go ahead.
No, I was going to say that's a very good question.
What I was actually going to ask is, since the web is created by vessels... With that scan, do I detect any Tholian presence in the system?
Spend a momentum and I'll answer both those questions.
Yay.
Okay.
The answer is no.
Actually, ironically, yes, the answer is no to both those questions. So at first you were thinking, yeah, this is a Tholian web. It's a dead ringer. No, it's actually like somebody has taken Tholian technology and modified it or has made something very similar to it. So while it operates on some of the similar principles, it's not the same energy webbing that the Enterprise encountered a few years ago. There's also no Tholian or other vessels within the area, not that you're detecting.
So it's more Tholian.
Tholian, yes. Okay. Yeah, very nice. Mm-hmm. Very nicely done.
Mm-hmm. Don't
could you kick him from the stream, please?
I deserve it. It's fine.
Ensign, using the Universal Translator and what we've gleaned of this creature, presumably subspace language, can you deliver a message to it?
Yes, and do you want me to check if it's the ancestral dragon or the people in the stations?
Send it out broadband. We'll see who responds.
Fair enough, Captain. What's the message?
How can we help?
I just translate that through the Universal Translator. Okay. Verbatim.
You also get a momentum from chat. Thank you, chat.
Yay, chat. Thank you.
So you sent out the message. And interestingly, because you were in a period of asteroids pinging about, the asteroids come to a stop and say, Hertz, webbing, remove, please.
Well, sir, I think that rather pointedly supplies that the entity in the middle is indeed the one sending the distress call.
Hmm. Can you determine the ultimate source of the web? Obviously, it's the facilities, but is one of them central?
I can certainly have a shot at that, sir.
Difficulty of 2.
So, would you like me to open a communication to these structures?
In just a moment, please inform the space dragon that we are attempting to find a way to release it.
And I verbatim just translated what the captain just said.
Okay.
Do I get anything from warp field dynamics or subspace mechanics on this?
I'd still give you both.
And sorry, I didn't catch a difficulty.
Difficulty of 2.
Difficulty of 2. Can I...
Lieutenant Commander, can I have my earpiece back, please?
And she just literally just takes it out and throws it across the bridge.
I am still piloting the ship, sir. I don't necessarily have time to pick stuff off the floor.
The captain will get up, walk over to it, pick it up, examine it very carefully. You know, this is a very delicate piece of machinery. I think that you as an engineer would be aware of that. So please, be more careful with Starfleet property. Otherwise, I would dock it for your pay, but you don't get paid. None of us do. We do this for the betterment of all our species. Not anthropocentric, so I wouldn't say the benefit of humanity. That would be as if we were slaves or something to your race. But
I can do my job, or we can argue economics, sir.
We don't have any economics.
Mm-hmm. See, I feel like that means you want to argue economics, sir.
Mm. He just sort of walks over and puts that down next to the helm.
Cynical with authority figures might have issues with money.
Just sighs deeply as she's working on the console. Can I grab a momentum just to add another dice, please?
The lieutenant commander has Orion gambling debts.
There you go, 4 successes, giving you back 2 momentum. Actually,
you see, if we stress out the lieutenant commander, it makes him do well.
Yeah, I'd like to say that correlation isn't causation, or whichever way around it's supposed to go. But I mean, it does seem to be holding, but that is true.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I don't know why I'm saying it, but I have good news and bad news. We all know you want the bad news first. The bad news is that there is no central facility. So if you were to take out like a major facility, it would get rid of the whole web. Unfortunately, there are 6 of them working in conjunction. You'd have to take out all 6. The good news, though, is that there are no life signs of any kind aboard the facilities. They seem to be automated facilities.
With that sensor sweep, I'd like to spend the momentum, if that's okay with everyone, to ask the question, is there anything within this system that appears to be collecting the, what is it, the Corbinite?
The Kyranite.
Kyranite.
Kyranite. Mm-hmm. Kyranite, yeah.
So now that you have asked that question, I would say yes. Now that you know what to look for, there are automated drones that are mining the Kyranite and are moving it somewhere out of the system.
Hmm.
And so, I'll give you an even further answer. Mm-hmm. If you didn't already figure it out, the creature is responsible for the generation of the Kyranite.
Hmm.
Are those drones having any problems with the asteroid field, or have they got a safe route through it?
If you give me a momentum, I'll answer that too.
Sure. Okay. Let's go. That's what it was there for.
Yes, then.
So it was an idea you all had earlier, but you didn't actually execute. It seems that the same subspace frequency that the creature is putting out, the subspace harmonic of the drones matches it. So the creature is not throwing asteroids into something it thinks is a friend.
Oh. But however, they're masking their presence and causing it pain, basically.
Mm-hmm.
But it is throwing asteroids at us.
Yeah, speaking of which, I'm going to spend 2 threat to create the disadvantage that this time, as the creature rides about within the net, you don't get out of the way this time. It just does an automatic hit against you. So I'm going to roll a number of challenge dice here. It's going to do 4 damage to your shield, which you have a resistance of 3. So you're only going to lose 1 shield power as a Canis Major-sized asteroid pings off of your deflector array.
I will keep on moving the ship, sir. I was stationary thinking that the creature wouldn't attack us in this state.
Well, it's a wounded animal of a sort. It's lashing out. He's going to go over to the tactical station.
I do have a potential theory on how to deal with the webbing, sir.
Oh, I have a very, very easy way of dealing with the the webbing, actually.
I will again just point out, sir, that yes, it may be calling for help and Starfleet directives and all that. And obviously, you know, we're ultimately doctors and similar. Just because it's asking for help doesn't mean it's necessarily how to word this delicately, I won't, deserving of that help, it might be being restrained for a reason. There could be all number of social or cultural reasons for this that we are not privy to.
I was just thinking that we could send a communication and get the drones to at least hijack the signal for the automated system so it can at least not be as painful for the creature.
I don't think that whoever trapped this creature here and is exploiting it in order to generate a resource that presumably is going to be sold off for a profit is, well, at all concerned about its suffering.
Yes, sir. However, the Prime Directive does state we shouldn't get involved in internal politics and situations, and this could be one of those situations.
Is it?
Sir, you're captain, you tell me. I'm just pointing out the logical, obvious solution to this problem, which is free the creature, isn't necessarily the best route forward.
Well, I'm not going to get into a debate about the Prime Directive with you, but you are my first officer, so we really have to work something out about that. I don't like you being chief engineer, chief cyberneticist, and also first off, that seems like it's a tremendous load on you.
We have a working coffee machine, sir. I'm fine.
Well, I think that's every role is covered like that, sir. I'm chief pilot, chief con officer, and head nurse.
Well, to be fair, chief pilot and con officer are pretty much the same thing, no offense, but...
In most ships, they are separate roles, sir.
And I mean, 90% of the time, you're sitting still and not doing anything. The ship goes in a straight line.
Do you know how much goes into piloting in a warp stream, sir? How many calculations I have to make sure that, you know, your fixes don't have to become even bigger?
Amazingly, Anson, I do. I calibrate the warp core to account for it.
You know it's more than just me sitting here, then?
Yes, I know it's mostly work done in engineering.
Okay, then I'll... empathy, lacks connection with rest of crew, wants to stuff me in torpedo.
So do we really have to have this constant commentary about my mental state? Why just mine, Koshlin?
Because you're the one that has the most interesting notes.
You're his
case, beg to differ.
Disagrees with message of communication.
Sir, permission to...
Denied. Helm, would you set a course out of the asteroid field? I'd like to find out where those drones are going before we act rashly and implement the obvious and logical solution to this problem, Lieutenant Commander.
Sir, do you want me to try and harmonize the warp field so that we are... not threatened by the asteroid field?
Please do.
So just a reminder, it is my job to offer alternatives and solutions that you may not find palatable, but it is still my job to do so.
You see Koshlin actually erases something that time, just actually like crosses it out.
Unbelievable.
Anyway, so Bean, if Catella is harmonizing the warp field, I'm just going to give that to you free. You harmonize the warp field, and suddenly navigating around the asteroid field becomes as easy as flying through empty space. The asteroids are still bouncing and colliding with one another, but they're deliberately avoiding you, which is what matters. So if I understand your motion correctly, you are heading to where the drones are taking the Kyranide out of the asteroid field. Is that correct?
Yes. Before we do that, is there anything that we could set up here that would allow us to, I guess, remotely destroy these facilities?
I'm just thinking off the top of my head.
If we set up a probe with a termination command, then we could remotely trigger the probe with the termination command.
I mean, beam a couple photon torpedoes down to the various installations.
I was gonna suggest photons on a timer could also do the trick.
Okay.
Are there shields aside from the webbing?
No shields on the facilities.
Well, that could work. That's certainly... Do we have enough torpedoes is another question.
Yeah, that's kind of the thing I'm thinking of. Like I remember the schematics correctly. So I think at any given time, you all have like 6 photon torpedoes, which is exactly the number of facilities there are.
I like the fact that I'm going for the non-violent, you know, let's just hack it and turn it off. And the two senior commanders are just like, torpedo, 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 torpedo.
Yeah. I like that too.
Commander Valera, if you would, I'd like you to beam a photon torpedo down to each of those facilities, not to detonate them, but we'll leave a small subspace relay behind so that if we run into some sort of danger, we'll be able to free the creature remotely.
Yes, sir. Failsafe like that is easy enough to implement. I'll need some time with Koshim, not to stuff him into a torpedo, though it will be overwhelmingly clear that I wish to do so at this point. Yes, sir. That'll take me a few minutes to set up.
Moving into transport.
Also, we can only transport one at a time, so this may take a little while.
And because I find it funny, I'm going to spend 2 threat to create the disadvantage. So, Ensign Catella, you're a very hands-on ensign, is that correct?
Yeah.
What would you say all of a sudden that you go to make a change at a console or a readout, and your hand's going for the controls, but the controls respond without you actually touching them?
I'm going to look at the sensitivity of my console to see if anybody's put it up.
No?
Because...
A mental note, I could do that through the neural interface, and that could be really fun.
Well, it's funny you say that, Valera, as a joke, because as you make that joke, somebody has already made that note within the computer.
Captain, there is something unusual. Now, normally I would just hook this up to, I'm just imagining things, but unknown space anomaly. I went to put in the commands, and before I touched the console, the commands were already inputted. Now, I didn't pass, what's the time one? I can't even remember its name. I'm never good at that subject.
Elementary Temple Mechanics?
That's the one. I thought it was something to do with clocks. The name. Chrono, there we go. Chrono. Chronosphere. Anyway.
Point, Ensign?
I'm not putting it in the commands. I'm thinking about putting in the commands, and about half a second before I'm able to touch the button, the command is already placed in.
Are you suggesting we're in some sort of bizarre asynchronous causality phenomenon?
I'm just saying we're near the weird space anomaly dragon, and we could be riding the dragon right now.
Is that a goblinoid metaphor?
Yes, sir.
I don't know what that means, but I think I understand your meaning overall. Please scan the region, see if there's some sort of bizarre temporal effects in conjunction with the subspace distortion.
It started when I got transporter range.
Can I likewise pull out a medical tricorder and do a scan of the ensign?
So your hand goes for the tricorder, but the tricorder floats out of your belt and hovers before you, and the little scanny thing floats out and begins scanning the ensign without you touching it whatsoever.
Doesn't our tricorder have the sort of thing we have a look down because it's TOS?
Yep.
Yeah, but it's still a little medical doohickey.
I still got a little medical doohickey, cool. Mm-hmm.
And without you touching it, it's just floating before you, doing all of that for you.
Captain?
It's behind me, isn't it?
I didn't rate very highly on the ESP factor, sir, but... I'm also fairly certain I'm not doing this.
Floating behind me, sir.
Yes, well, Ensign, pay attention.
It seems to be responding to your intentions, so I think that you are doing this. Why don't you think about scanning me?
And Valera does.
Goes to scan of Zanette.
Well, that seems to be proof positive.
Okay. Suppositional theory, sir. The ship is now haunted.
Oh my God, Chad, keep Dr. Crusher away from them. Chad, come on.
Oh my.
Maybe this for the is record, where the so grandfather that was a joke. Came from. Grandfather Toast came from the, this is a prelogue to that.
Oh God.
I mean, it is possible that
even I'm not backing that particular horse. Let's
but it is possible. It's a theory, although I think we have some better ones.
I disagree, but okay, let's character. Okay, ship's haunted. I'm putting that on the board.
The ubiquity of mythology surrounding the survival of consciousness after death is suggestion that there is some merit behind it. All species have it, functionally. Regardless, that's neither here nor there.
I would just like to point out that if what's ever happening in this field, I don't think we should have any stray inherent thoughts.
Well, as soon as you get those photon torpedoes beamed down, let's leave, please. Best possible speed. Follow those drones.
See, now I'm worried that I'm going to start setting up photon torpedoes and they'll be done before I get there.
Well, will solve the problem of, you know, taking too long with it.
Well, it will definitely improve my efficiency quota. I'm going to go check on that.
Wonderful.
Yeah, Captain.
And I would like to leave the bridge and do exactly that, please.
What if this field has, like, an effect not just on what you're consciously going to do, but also subconscious thoughts? Like, if the lieutenant commander thought, you know, the lieutenant was annoying.
About putting Koshlam in a photon torpedo, and then he ends up in a photon torpedo merely because of his subconscious desire?
Yeah. Or punch him, like, in a more, you know, like, in a lesser sort of extreme manner. Like,
well, all I can say is that I'm glad he's not on the bridge, so that you didn't have the opportunity to put that idea in her head.
Duly noted, sir. I am just very, very, very concerned.
I'd like, through my neural interface, just to put a little note up on the captain's data pad or something that just reads along the lines of, I can still hear you.
He just picks up the data pad and then starts writing, and I assume that it just sort of like shows up on the pad as he is typing, and it just like pops up.
Yep.
That is an inappropriate misuse of your neural interface. Please review Starfleet protocols regarding, privacy.
And up on the little thing. No, okay. You see the dot, 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 and then it sort of goes away. Dot, 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 goes away. Dot, dot, dot. Yes, sir.
Then it's just a thumbs up emoji that shows up.
Just a thumbs up, that's it. Thumbs up, smiley face. Absolutely. okay.
So, good news. Just good news this time. You're able to modify and beam down the photon torpedoes to the facilities. Not an issue. Nothing needed to be rolled there. And you are following the drones out of the asteroid field. And
we're also again, certain that Koshlam isn't in one of the torpedoes, yes?
Koshlam is still on the bridge, yes.
Okay, good. Just checking.
Yeah. Now, whether he's there in spirit, who knows? But what matters is as you follow the drones in their procession out of the asteroid field, you enter into what appears to be a polar orbit of the fourth D-class planet within the system. And there is a facility here with life signs aboard it. And the life signs seem to be Orion.
I did make a joke about a Ryan gambling ring, but I didn't think we would actually find one out here.
I'm going to say I'm back on the bridge at this point, but that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, sir. I believe I can formally rescind my earlier observations and reservations about freeing the creature, because as far as I know, there is no culturally significant reason why they should be doing that. Being Orions, and much more mundane and, shall we say, profitable reasons why they should be harnessing a creature for resources.
Of course.
While the senior officers are talking about that, I'm going to pull up the medical records on Orion's to see if they have a more severe case of, you know, dementia symptoms used to treat, you know, symptoms that this thing is used to treat. Like, is this a more regular problem for Orion's? Like, older Orion suffer from dementia more. I got my words out. Yay! I did it.
Go ahead and give me a reason and a medicine and a difficulty of one on this.
I don't think infectious diseases or medical toxicology is going to help me here, so I'm just rolling as it is. Paramedics probably not going to help me either, because all of that is to do with the physical body rather than to do the mental one. I'm going to spend a momentum then, because I feel like this is important.
Okay.
Good I get one did. Success.
Yeah.
Hey, yay.
So it's one of those things where Starfleet Medical obviously doesn't sync up with Orion Medical because they're not part of the Federation, you're not allies, but your supposition is perhaps correct because you do note that the Orions do seem to have a, shall we say, challenged history with things like dementia and other mental problems.
Captain, though I don't disagree with your views on this, I do remember reading a document that Orions do suffer from cases of dementia and Alzheimer's significantly more than other species, to the point where this may have a, even though it's profitable, more humanitarian angle to it.
There has been a long history in many species past of exploiting those who cannot defend themselves in order to benefit, well, the powerful. This situation seems no different. Horrors have been committed by doctors very little different from us, simply for that purpose. And I, for one, will not allow that to stand. However, I would like you to open communications with the Orion facility.
Certainly, sir. I will proceed to open communications with it and give Captain the communication.
All right. Well, again, you just have to think about it and it happens. Oh, so appearing on the view screen is an Orion. Looks to be middle-aged gentleman. Has on the stereotypical Orion, very loose clothing. But he kind of looks at you all and goes, Starfleet here. What can we do for you?
I am Captain Zanette of the USS Canis Major. We are responding to a distress call that we received from some form of spaceborne life form that is imprisoned by your proxy or pseudo-Tholian web.
You can see that the Orion is thinking that over. Since you haven't shot at us yet, let's perhaps stay on good terms. My name is Cam. And if you are referring to the creature that is producing the Kyranide, yes, that is our doing.
You are aware that this creature is sapient?
We are aware that it makes overtures of being sapient, but I do not know that it's ever carried a conversation.
Well, and he sort of like gestures over to the ensign.
Do you want me to put the communication logs to them, sir?
Correct, yes. In a moment, you will have precisely that evidence.
So, Zanette, if you can give me a presence and a command, difficulty of 4, and we're going to use an esoteric use of the ship will assist you with a computers and command.
I'm just going to check what had nurse, because I know I can switch out medicine for command. In certain situations, I just need to...
It was actually Zanette that was going to be making that role.
Oh.
Unless I misheard you, ELH.
No, it's Zanette, unless you think the ensign would have a better role at it.
Never mind. No. I ignore me.
Presence command diplomacy?
Yeah, give it to you.
What's that?
I was going to say, should I grab the ship to assist, or...?
Please.
And would that be computer's command, did you say?
Yeah, computer's command.
Okay.
I mean, do you want to use a determination on this?
Oh, I'm absolutely going to do that. I'm just waiting for everyone to finish with their respective tasks. So what I'll do is I'll give you a point of determination for two free successes using the value what is my first duty, as this is actually a conjunction of both diplomatic and command functions and my prior role as a doctor alleviating suffering. Mm-hmm. So it is a kind of unification moment of those two roles that I've served. Mm-hmm. And I'll give you one momentum and one threat to roll three dice.
Okay.
So perform task, three dice, use focus and value.
All right. So you get the four successes you need. Well done.
I don't think I do. Oh, the ship got me the fourth. With okay, the good. Yes.
So Cam looks at the readings coming across his computer and goes, I suppose if Starfleet is good at anything, it's getting your universal translators to work across a wide variety of applications. All right. I believe you. I don't think you need to convince me any further, but what is your intention here, Captain? Are you telling us that we have to let the creature go?
I'm here to understand the situation and your objective here. Who are you, and why have you built this facility and the containment devices that you're using to restrain it? Obviously, it's to harvest the Kyranite, but why?
Well, there's a few reasons for that. The first is that I'm actually with Orion Medical. We are often overlooked because who cares about Orion and medicine? People think we're backwaters, but truth be told, we have a distinct need for Kyranite. It's what keeps our populace happy, and it's what keeps a lot of our, shall we say, elderly individuals of our society from maintaining high cognitive function. So that's why we're doing it. We recognize that the creature struggling generates the Kyranite, and that it's a much-needed resource for us. As for the webbing, we acquired it. And as much as it is a stereotype, the Orion Syndicate does get its hand on some very esoteric technologies. But my understanding of the situation is that the Tholians use this as a sport rather than a beneficial thing. So they trap these creatures simply to hunt them, whereas we use them for, as I said, a societal benefit, as it were.
And again, you had no idea as to its sapience?
Until you've sent this over, no. We simply thought that it was like any other livestock creature.
If I may then, it seems as if Starfleet Medical, Orion Medical, and the creature have an opportunity to find a mutually beneficial solution.
I'm listening.
I would be happy to put forth a report to Starfleet Medical regarding your experiments here and the needs of the Orion people with regard to the mental ailments that are plaguing many of your elderly. And we, as a result of our unanticipated partnership, have found a way of communicating with this creature that, as you pointed out, is endangered by Tholian predation. It seems as if it has a resource that you need, and you have a means of potentially defending it against Tholians.
So I'm mostly just doing this to get you guys momentum, but give me another presence command at a difficulty of 2 on this one.
Well, I don't think that's going to get me momentum, but
I mean, I believe you've got a high command.
Okay.
Can the ship assist with a communications or something?
Communications command at this point. Yeah, I'll give it to you.
I'll give you one threat to roll three dice.
Okay.
Communications command.
All right, well, there's your 2. Let's see if the ship gets you any more. There you go. So you did get momentum. My correction. I did something correct for once.
Yay.
Yay. So yeah, Cam thinks it over and goes, well, as much as we're not in Federation territory and this isn't also space claimed by the Orions, I can see that perhaps we need to enact a sort of frontier justice, as it were. So I am tentatively agreeing with you, Captain.
Then, would you be willing to release the creature and to open negotiations facilitated by the Federation?
How do we know the creature isn't just going to run away the moment we let it go?
Well, I suppose you'll have to take that on trust. I don't have any assurances for you, but you're a doctor, I presume, if you're running these experiments. You must have something equivalent to the Hippocratic Oath of the humans.
Though I don't...
You didn't...
Oh, you go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, you.
You didn't become a doctor, surely, just for financial gain. There must be something inside of you that says that your responsibility is to alleviate suffering, as it is all of ours, and he gestures towards the bridge crew. That's why we're aboard this ship. That's why we built her.
And Cam does take that to heart, and he says, well, I mean, I did get into the medical profession because I saw what it did to my grandmother, and I wanted to prevent other Orions from suffering that fate. I agree with you that we obviously need to shut the webbing down and let the creature go, but how are we to get Kiranide if not through these creatures? We're not the only one out here doing this. There are countless other facilities like this across the cosmos that are potentially doing the same thing.
Oh, I meant that you could negotiate with the creature using us as intermediaries. If it can produce Kiranide naturally in perhaps a less distressful, although slightly less efficient manner, then it would be able to exchange that for your protection against the Tholians.
Sort of similar to how Earth farmers, from what I'm told, protect their sheep and their cows and their pigs, except that in this case, the sheep and the cow and the pig are actually able to talk to us.
Quite. You would be shepherds. After all, a human shepherd shears sheep because, well, it would get overgrown and matted, and it needs its shepherd to protect it. And you get a valuable resource in exchange.
Well, I can certainly shut down the field. It will take about an hour. Perhaps that'll give you time to set up negotiations with the creature.
We will attempt to do so.
And then there's that awkward moment where nobody knows who's hanging up first, and Cam just cuts comms, so...
Not a word, Lieutenant Commander. Not a word.
I feel like this might be a good word. Several.
I suppose we're about to find out. Please.
Did I hear him say it keeps the population happy?
Yes, I decided to ignore that.
Okay.
Well, I don't think any population would be happy with suffering from a chronic illness.
Well, I think they meant that they produce it a narcotic of some kind using it.
That was also my is beneficial. That was my take.
Treating various
well.
Ailments, but that's neither here nor there.
Oh. It can do that?
We don't know that it can, and therefore we're not culpable for whatever the Orions end up doing with it, in addition to treating the people who are in desperate need of the medication that will result from the Kiranides processing.
Well, may result, given the inclusion of the syndicate. And if you cut down the amount of Kiranide they're receiving, they may up the amount of, or the percentage of narcotics that they're producing from whatever they get out of it. Again, just pointing out that...
Koshlan, would you add incredibly cynical to the point of being somehow detached from reality? It seems
detached from it. Don't you dare.
Koshlan actually holds up his pad, but it's not him holding up, it's his psychic force, and it just says cynicism in red.
I am absolutely certain, Koshlan, that you can't take suggestions on my psychological profile from other people.
We're all doctors. You absolutely, that is entirely fair.
Couldn't we also suggest the fact that since there's other facilities doing the same, that if they are not using the Tholian web technology, that they would also be able to convince some of the other creatures that they are keeping within those facilities to be in a more free range method, increasing the amount that they would be able to produce from?
Well, if the creatures were being held willingly, which is a contradiction in terms, what I mean to say is that it's not as if they can recruit these creatures. They're being held by other pirates.
And headed by Tholians. But what I'm trying to suggest, so if we are able to formulate dialogue, we could convince others of the species of astral dragons to stay within the care of this facility and then mediate whether this facility is truly keeping up to the level of care that we determine.
That is true. I suppose we'll have to ask it when we let it free. If you would set a course back for the asteroid field, we'll see what we can negotiate.
Also, are we removing the torpedoes, sir, or...?
We'd advise against that until we have a more definite answer that, or a definite decision from the Orions that they're going to shut them down.
I did say that every diplomatic overture requires an expression of trust, and I believe that removing the torpedoes would be ours.
I mean, they don't know they're there.
Setting a course for transport arranged.
Thank you, Anson.
All right.
So on the way from point A to point B, I'd like to say that your psychic phenomenon have increased even further, where you're not having to pick up things, like objects will move to where you want them to go without you touching them. Thoughts, especially on Valera's side, because you got the neural interface, thoughts of what the ship should be doing automatically happen. And it's at this point that I think one of the other NPCs, who we don't really hear from a whole lot, the Cephalus, Lieutenant Vinta, is going to come onto the bridge and say, Captain, are you aware that everyone aboard is exhibiting signs of psychokinesis?
Well, I'm aware of it now. It was more of a supposition before you confirmed it.
Well, I have been somewhat following what's been going on outside. Is some form of creature producing Kyranide that's what's going on?
What if it's not psychic a phenomenon, but a disconnect from our perception due to the amount of Kyranite that's in our system, potentially?
That actually was going to be what I was going to bring up, Ensign. Good thinking.
Thank you.
Do you have an alternative theory as to the effects of Kyranite on the humanoid brain? I'd be delighted to hear it.
Well, my thought was that there is an entry within the Enterprise's logs that they encountered a whole planet that used Kyranite as part of their food source, and they exhibited also psychokinesis. But something about those logs wasn't made clear about why it was only that one planet. Anyway, my point being that if the Kyranite is being produced in such pure form, that may be why we are experiencing a very localized effect.
Logs from the Enterprise not being clear. What a surprise.
They were always the hardest to read in the Academy. It's like, you know, they never really gave us enough to work on.
Really, I found the logs of Dr. McCoy to be absolutely thrilling.
Actually, I have to agree with you with that one. But for the rest of them, I think they... let's just say the topic of narcotics came up earlier, and...
I hear Romulan ale was quite the usual delicacy on the Enterprise.
Saurian brandy was what I read.
Oh.
Although there was also references from the chief engineer, which were very interesting, around a... what was the name of it?
I think it was green.
It was green, yeah. Anyway... sorry, I don't know why I took us off on that tangent. Lieutenant Vinter's theory is reasonably sound.
Also, the first conversation where the lieutenant is not berating the ensign for the first time. Just putting that out there.
The captain
is putting that out there in character, or are you putting that out there?
The captain is typing away at his pad, and he shoots a message off to Coslem. Investigate the lieutenant commander's fascination with alcoholic beverages.
So I can.
Coslem sends back an emoji thumbs up.
I can. I'm tied into the computer, sir.
Again, I think we've already had this conversation once today.
I'm tied into the computer, sir.
You're not tied into every single system on the
computer. No, but communications I am.
I hit the macro again.
I swear I'm going to disable.
It's at this point you arrive at the creature in the web. And what would you like to do?
Delete all the macros off the Ensign's console.
I pull out a data pad and reinstall the macros.
Delete everything. No.
Delete system 32.
Yeah, I mean, you're at the creature. It's still in the webbing, still kind of thrashing about. Do you beam up the torpedoes? Do you wait for the deactivation? What are we doing here?
Go ahead. Yeah, so since we're here, I would order the beaming up of the torpedoes successively.
Okay. So you get your torpedoes
in the hopes that
back.
They're going to deactivate them. We still have our phasers if we need to actually turn against these facilities. And then I would like to hail the creature.
Okay. What is it you're trying to say to the creature?
This is Captain Zanet of the Federation Starship Canis Major. We believe that we are going to be able to free you very soon. Is there any reaction to that?
Well, I'm looking at your die. I'm looking at your momentum. I'm looking at threat. I'm looking at the complication the chat just gave us. I think the complication is going to be that the creature begins to thrash about more wildly at that attempt at communication.
Ensign, can you do anything to clarify the message, make it more reassuring, something about the harmonics involved?
Give me a moment. I will then turn all communications into my own thing and basically start tuning our frequencies and get out my tuning fork again. And I ting that a couple of times to try and get it so that it is in the correct harmonics.
Okay. That is going to be a daring and an engineering, but you have soul of aesthetic, which means you are rolling con instead of engineering.
Mm-hmm.
Music is actually a focus here, believe it or not. I am going to set the difficulty at a 4, though.
Okay, so I'm going to use my determination. The value of life is most important. Trying to communicate with this creature is probably the best way to increase its quality of life.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to do that. That means I'm going to do that. I'm going to spend one momentum and a threat to get a extra dice on top. So I'm rolling 3 dice.
Okay.
And also using determination. Do I have to put the number of dice pool to 3 or 4?
Put it to 3, and when you check the box using determination focus, it'll automatically add the 1.
Okay. So roll. There we go. 5 successes.
5 successes. And if you really wanted to, you could crit fish with that 14 because you have bold con.
Bold con, that's already a success.
Right. I'm just saying if you wanted to crit fish for perhaps another success to get even more momentum.
No, I don't trust it. I don't trust it. I don't
it's
trust
it. It's a trick.
It's a trick.
All right. Untap potential. Untap potential. Mm-hmm. Okay. Woo! No change there. So you do get a momentum back for your trouble. Mm-hmm. And yeah, what's going to happen is the creature still writhing about, but it does lessen itself. Like similar to how if you let a dog or a cat or any other pet that's in pain, if you back up and let it calm down, it calms down. It's one of those things where the creature is still very not happy about being in the web, but it has stopped being turbulent, if that makes sense.
I'm also going to try and make whenever the captain's not trying to communicate with it, some sort of soothing thing. So there's just constant presence of just trying something, trying to soothe it.
Okay.
or more on emotional than a language basis.
Okay. Note has been made.
It shouldn't be very much longer now. We're doing everything we can to get you free, and we have a plan. It's been put in place. We would like to speak with you more, if that's possible, after you are liberated. Would you be willing to do that?
I think this is going to be another presence in command. Difficulty of 3. Ship will assist you with a communications command. And I'm actually going to make the complication range with some threat. I'm going to make it 16 to 20.
Oh, jeez.
I'll roll 3 dice. Focus of diplomacy?
Definitely would apply.
And what was the target number?
The target number is 3, if I remember what I just said correctly.
Yep.
Can I assist in any way?
Oh, okay. If either of you tell me how.
Techno, you go first.
I'm going to go first. I was going to suggest I could be sort of tweaking the communication system to tap into the latent weirdness in the warp fields or the subspace harmonics around the area, mm-hmm. and use that to sort of clean up whatever we're sending.
Okay. So for you, it would be a control engineering assist, but let's hear Bean's idea. Catella, what was your idea?
My idea is mainly just doing what I'm doing. The soothing tunes is, that's the way I'm going to assist that. I'm just trying to make it just as comfortable as possible. And if at all I could use the subplace relay to change the harmonics in the area so that even though it's still trapped in the web, it feels more comfortable about it.
Okay. That would be a presence medicine on your part. And I'm going to go back to Matthew for this one. Matthew, you get 2 sources of an assist. So you can either have Valera and Catella help you. You can have Valera in the ship, Catella in the ship, but you only get 2 sources of an assist here. So it is your call.
So in order to use parent figure and chief of, no, not chief chef, but parent figure, mm-hmm. I'm going to choose the 2 officers.
Okay.
And that enables me to ignore 1 complication if it's rolled.
Okay.
Okay.
So I'll roll 3 dice with a focus.
With my eyes. Oh,
2 complications.
2 okay. complications. Hey. All right. And then, okay. So you can ignore 1. Interesting.
Is 3 enough for us to succeed?
Yeah, 3 is enough. 3 is what you needed.
You can always challenge a value.
Mm-hmm. Challenging a value is possible here, but it doesn't have to be. You still succeed. It's just there's a complication.
Yeah.
I think we'll run with the complication.
Okay. And we use, forgive me if I'm remembering this incorrectly. Can we use a determination from the ship?
No. So the ship actually has what are known as mission directives. Those can be used in place of a value. So if ever you don't have a value that applies, you can just go to the ship and use a mission directive.
But they don't count as determination as a metacurrency or anything.
Correct. Yeah.
Okay.
So since we are coming up on time and you did all ask for 2 parters, I think what's going to happen is the creature is going to say, I agree. I'll stay around. I'll listen. But you are now detecting that a Orion Blackguard ship is headed into the asteroid field and its weapons are charged. And that'll be where we cut off today's session because I'm an asshole.
If I could just say, thanks a lot, Caspian. You gave him ideas. That's Chad.
For sure. No. So Caspian didn't give me the idea. That was actually already what was maybe going to happen.
No, Caspian didn't give me the idea. He just gave you the complications.
This is true. He did give me a complication which helped facilitate the idea.
Caspian. And honestly,
I angered
you. You can never trust Orion's.
Caspian's fault of that.
Oh, but just real quick before we sign off, what are your thoughts so far about this whole conundrum? I tried to set up a situation where it wasn't immediately obvious what you were supposed to do, which, by the way, Techno, very good job playing the agent provocateur, as it were.
With me?
I like the dilemma because we could have just like been good big bad heroes and just blew everything up. Not the space dragon, but blew everything up.
Mm-hmm.
And we are being very Starfleet about this issue. And also, we have a warship against our tiny little vessel.
Well, we'll have a space dragon in a few minutes, so don't worry.
Caspian. Caspian Y.
Yeah, Caspian Y. Yeah, it's a good thing we beamed up all those torpedoes.
Mm-hmm. Well, we'll need them in the fight to come. So yes, it's very good.
No, I was being legitimate. Like, it is a good thing we beamed up those torpedoes. I realize that may have come across as sarcastic, but no, that was legitimate. I'm glad that's we did.
A reminder of that Simpsons moment.
So the question is whether if the head medical officer actually just called these guys, or like their pirate overlord was like, Starfleet's here. Let's go shoot them.
Could be many, many things. I will not say anything further.
But if you want to find this out, you'll have to watch the next episode. Isn't that right, chat?
There you go. You'll have to tune in next week is what'll have to happen. Oh,
we get the Riker eyes squint to commercial. Well, to be continued, I suppose, isn't that?
Mm-hmm. To be continued, as Riker does that.
Captain, there's a ship coming in.
All right. Well, Twitch, stick around because we're going to raid somebody, but YouTube, this is where we say goodbye. Bye, YouTube.
Bye-bye.